I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. All three series ran at two different tracks this weekend. The Craftsman Trucks were at Texas Motor Speedway with the IRL teams. Rain canceled qualifying, and they used a different pit procedure, giving teams three-minute pit stops between the stages. Nick Sanchez led 168 laps and swept the stages, but tangled with Zane Smith battling for the lead at the end. They finished 14th and 16th. In the final stage, a bunch of cautions and a red flag for the 5 of Dean Thompson taking a hard hit in the backup off turn 4. The last caution was for Smith and Sanchez. Michigan native Carson Hocevar was running close to the front during a string of restarts and ended up in the right place when the leaders wrecked. It was Hocevar's first NASCAR win. Chase Purdy, Stuart Friesen, Ty Majeski, and Jake Garcia finished top 5, and the trucks return at Bristol this weekend. The Xfinity and Cup teams were short track racing at Richmond. Rain in the area scratched practice and qualifying for both. In the Xfinity Series race, Chandler Smith and Josh Berry won the stages. Just three real cautions, all in the final stage. The last came with six to go and collected five cars. Chandler Smith took the lead for the final time just before this caution and held on to win his first Xfinity Series race in his 10th start. Also marks two in a row for Colic Racing. John Hunter Nemechek, Josh Berry, Kos Grala, and Cole Custer finished top 5. The Xfinity teams take a week off. They're back on the 15th at Martinsville. The Cup teams raced at Richmond on Sunday. William Byron dominated early, leading 117 laps and picking up the win in Stage 1. Just one caution with Denny Hamlin and J.J. Yaley getting together. Stage 2 went to Denny Hamlin, who led 71 laps but faded at the end of the race. He finished 20th. Four cautions in the final. The last came with 20 to go when Christopher Bell dumped William Byron, racing in the top 5. Kyle Larson took the lead for the final time with 24 to go, held it through the end, claimed his first win of 23, second at Richmond, and 20th of his Cup Series career. Here's Kyle after the burnout.
It's really cool. We've been close to winning a couple. William's been extremely good this year, and it was going to be, you know, between probably him, the 19, us, and the 20 was really good. So just things worked out. My pit crew had a great stop. So shout out to Brandon Johnson. He's our jackman. He just turned 30 today. Our spotter, Tyler Mon, he turned 30 today. So great day for them guys. And what an awesome HendrickCars.com Chevy. Can't say enough. I got into the 99 on pit road there sometime in the second stage, and we were awful after that. And I was hoping the damage was the reason why, but they had to calm me down a little bit and get refocused, and was able to get it done. So, you know, thanks to everyone on this team, Cliff Daniels, for everything he does to prepare the team to be as strong as we are without him on the box. So good to get a win, and hopefully many more.
Josh Berry, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and Kevin Harvick finished top 5. Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, Alex Bowman, Ty Gibbs, and Brad Keselowski rounded the top 10. The Cup teams are racing Easter Sunday underneath the lights and on the dirt at Bristol this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fastlane for Monday, April 3rd, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, and they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by Southside Auto, exit 310 Indian River. They have the best selection of Legend steel and aluminum trailers they've ever had, and a full line of accessories for whatever type of vehicle you drive.